Japan is pushing for UN sanctions against North Korea, but China and Russia have offered an alternate draft with softer language that calls on all UN member states to exercise vigilance in preventing North Korea from obtaining materials and technologies that could contribute to its weapons program. Jahangir Polcha, Beijing-based correspondent for the Boston Globe, says China does not share U.S. and Japanese alarm over last week's missile tests.
Going by what analysts here say, China doesn't see North Korea as a threat. In fact, it's trying to get North Korea to feel a bit more secure. I think that the basic thinking with Chinese experts is that North Korea is a very insecure and militarized state, and that the worst thing one can do is to stoke its anxieties and to make it feel more insecure. The interesting aspect is that a lot of analysts will say, especially off the record here, is that China kind of likes the situation on the Korean Peninsula to be what it is, because it suddenly makes China an indispensable geopolitical player on the world stage.
But, Mr. Polcha says, what is unclear is the degree of influence Beijing exerts over Pyongyang.
Clearly, Beijing has more influence than anyone else. But it's not clear exactly how much influence they have, because they keep saying, for example, that they weren't given prior notification of these tests, that they really can't control what North Korea does, that it's a sovereign state. But China is really the main supplier of North Korean energy, of course, but basically everything, clothes, food, you know, toys. And so one would imagine that China would have much more influence than it says it has. And that's what I think getting the U.S. a bit worried about, whether China is really being clean about its power and its influence over North Korea.
Like China, which has veto power in the Security Council, Russia opposes U.N. sanctions. Dmitry Sidorov, Washington bureau chief of the Moscow business and commercial daily Kommersant, says the Kremlin does not believe North Korea poses a real threat.
I think that Russia is trying to play the same game it had been playing in regard to the Iranian crisis for quite a long time. I think that the Russians want to increase its international presence surrounding the same missile launching. They were trying to once again indicate to the world that they're quite important not only in Iran or in regard to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, but definitely in North Korea.
Meanwhile, high-level talks between North and South Korea that began Wednesday in Busan, South Korea, collapsed Thursday. Sun Jung Kim, Washington correspondent for the Seoul Broadcasting System, says South Korea wants to send a message to North Korea that the international community, including South Korea, is deeply worried about Pyongyang's provocative actions.
But at the same time, the administration is concerned that active sanctions may agitate North Korea to behave irrationally. South Korean government believes that persuading the North to come out to the international community is the best way to guarantee the security of the region. To achieve this goal, the government tries to involve the North in economic, social, and cultural cooperation with the South, and too harsh sanction might jeopardize these efforts.
Jahangir Polcha says Beijing and Seoul agree that UN sanctions against Pyongyang do not represent an effective policy tool. On the other hand, Washington refuses to conduct direct negotiations with Pyongyang.
People have been urging the U.S. to talk directly to North Korea, but a lot of diplomats in all countries have been quite puzzled with the United States' inability to talk directly with, you know, North Korea and even Iran. It seems to be that the concern in Washington is that to give North Korea or Iran direct talks would be somehow giving them a status of equality, of acceptance, of recognition.
Although some regional analysts were hopeful that Pyongyang might accept Beijing's proposal for reviving six-party nuclear talks, U.S. top envoy Christopher Hill said Thursday that the North Koreans have not responded to China's efforts to bring them to the negotiating table, and there were no new breakthroughs in Pyongyang. Inter-Korean talks in Busan, South Korea, have also broken down, with the North refusing either to promise not to launch any more missiles or to return to the six-party talks. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Lake.